Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I think most parents go through this. If you have kids and some of the kids of some of your friends get paid for good grades, mm-hmm. it puts pressure on you as a parent to start paying your kids off.
Right. Yeah. And it actually came from when I was a kid. I had friends, I knew guys that got paid. And I thought, like, man, y'all just rich guys, spoiled, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not learning the value of education. You know, I thought like that because that's what I learned from my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But as I grew older, and the same thing, Melissa, you mentioned something about brain freeze. Anyway, but I had when I was younger, I used to think that I would never do that. You mentioned something about leashes, having your children on leashes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's right.
And that's something I would never do. Now, I won't do it now, but I understand that.
I know, right?
I understand
now you get
that.
It. Yeah,
yeah, I get it. Same thing about getting paid. I used to think that I would never do that. I mean, you don't get paid if you get good grades. That's expected. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm older and I have children, I see the payoff. I see the twinkle. I see the worth. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the level of maturity, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't give my 8-year-old $50 for getting good grades, but I would give her $1. Mm-hmm. You know, just to kind of show her work ethic.
Is dollar a big deal to her? Like, would she be like, I got a dollar from daddy? Yeah.
And I make sure they understand the value, you know, I'm trying to teach the value of money, first of all. And I'm trying to teach that if you work hard, you could get some sort of payoff that means something to you.
See, I like that line of thinking. I just don't like when it comes to school. That because they're never going to get paid to go to school unless you are a quarterback for Tennessee.
Right.
But for the rest are probably not going to get paid to go to school.
Throws in there. See that?
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, Kiffin says he don't know nothing about that.
Right.
They're not going to get paid in any time of their life for doing hard work in school. Maybe at the end of the day when they graduate.
Right.
But if they do chores around the house, I'm way cool about giving them a buck for that.
Right.
But for me, good grades is like, you get good grades because you're supposed to get good grades.
You just do it.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, you get a degree and you get an education just because.
Right.
That's just what you do.
Right.
That's the expectation in your house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think that that's okay to keep it that way, even though the other parents are doing something different.
Right.
Because I know that the kids that I grew up with, like my next door neighbor growing up, she got paid for grades. Like, she would make money on C's. I'm like, I'm getting grounded if I get C's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She would get like a certain level for like C's, B's, and A's and all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she, you know, eventually barely graduated high school and definitely didn't go to college. And you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Didn't really work out for them. And we were the household that was just the expectation.
You don't reward average, and C would be an average.
Right.
In my house.
Right. Now, I won't reward average. I will reward above average, all A's, things like that. Like real good. I mean, you know, I think they're still getting maybe satisfactory, unsatisfactory right now, but I would reward
A pluses.
I mean, nothing's average, anything like that. But I understand what you're saying, though, because I'm walking the fence on with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because and another thing is, when I was raised like that, I've come to grow to think that it's just necessary to do hard work regardless of a payoff at all.
Mm-hmm.
But people that I know, they expect, it's like they have an expectation, you know, and I didn't have that growing up. So I want to try to instill that.
Yeah.
it's like a fine line. Though,
I can
you know?
Say, I can say, when
I mean,
you say no.
I grew up getting rewarded for good stuff, but it wasn't, I mean, I didn't think about it, but I mean, it just made you strive harder to get those better grades. I didn't get paid for C's. Mm-hmm. I didn't get paid for D's. Expectations in my house were A's. So if you didn't get A's, then you didn't get rewarded. But if you got A's and you worked hard and you put forth the effort, mm-hmm. it was kind of a nice thing to get something, seeing your parents really appreciate all the hard work you're doing.
How much did you get for an A?
It would be probably like $5, like not per A. It was probably just like $5, or they would just give me like a small little gift.
Really?
Like it wasn't mm-hmm. anything huge. It's not mm-hmm. like $100 for a good report card. It's just something little and minute. But
mine was more that if I didn't get A's and B's, then I couldn't do anything extracurricular. So baseball was out of the equation. Mm-hmm. Right. So I had to keep. I got kicked off of my baseball team by my dad with 2 games left in the season, man.
Oh.
And we were in the playoff hunt.
Oh, no.
And we only had 10 dudes on the team. And one of the kids was sick, and he kicked me off the team because I got a C in art, and we had to forfeit the last 2 games of the season.
Art? How'd you get a C in art?
Art, dude.
It was like, I didn't want anything to do with that kiln.
Art.
Come on, man.
Art's an easy A.
That's C.
That's your own fault right there. It's, art. It's art, man.
I would have yanked you from the team, too.
It's 8 kids coming to school on Monday. Like, we had to
That's
forfeit the game
because
of you.
If it was algebra, he would have understood. It was art. That's why you were in trouble.
Good morning, Laura. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey there.
Hi.
I was just listening to you guys talk about, you know, paying and rewarding your children for mm-hmm. making good grades.
Right.
You know, I really don't have a problem with that as long as the reward is reasonable. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it as an adult, we are paid to perform. When we go to work, we don't go to do it for fun. We're paid to perform and to make a living.
But your grades are your payment.
I don't have any problem with that.
But there, see, to me, like, it would be the equivalent, like, if you're going to, I don't know, if you're getting your master's degree, they're not paying you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the grades are the payment. It's just payment isn't always in a dollar.
It's along the same lines of having Little League baseball games where there's no winner or no loser. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like...
Yeah, definitely.
It seems... I don't think you should be rewarded for doing what you should be doing anyways. Like, you should be getting mm-hmm. A's and B's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I used to get the same thing Burke got. Like, if I didn't get A's and B's, then I got in trouble. So the mm-hmm. I never got rewarded because the expectation was, mm-hmm. dude, you're a smart kid.
Well, your reward was not getting in trouble.
Right. So mm-hmm. I think it's the same way with when they don't let Little League teams win or lose. Like, there is going to be a winner and there is going to be a loser. You are going to do great or you're going to have a consequence.
And it's also like you're getting the value of it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it to get something that mm-hmm. from the outside. You're right. doing it to build yourself up.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And I'm
getting paid for what I got in trouble for. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Controls Talking was always XX. I mean, I got unsatisfactory in Controls Talking throughout elementary school, and I'm getting paid today.
Right.
For that.
Now so I'll get paid for this one day.
I'm getting rewarded
day.
For that. Yeah, yeah, what I told the teacher. I said, Miss Hudson,
one day,
this is going to be a value. And here I am.
And Hayden's getting too good of grades right now. That cost me too much money. And frankly, too cheap to go on that plan. Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I always agree with Bert 99% of the time, but this is the 1%, Bert, that I just have to say.
So this is the 1% you're wrong, huh?
This is the 1% of the time that Bert is wrong.
All right, bring it on. Let's go.
I pay my son for A's, and the reason is because he's in high school, and if you pay for those A's, now, I mean, if that's an incentive to make them, instead of settling for the C or settling for the B just to graduate, for going for the A, and then at the end of the day, you have a scholarship or, you know, you have all of these opportunities that a higher GPA affords you, that's an investment to me. I mean, I feel like I'm investing in not having to pay for his college education thousands of dollars by giving him $10 for an A, and he likes it, and I'm happy because he brings home the A.
Now, why is that to you more acceptable than punishing him for C's?
Oh, well, the pay scale goes, he gets $10 for an A, and he gets $5 for a B, and he gets minus $5 for a C, so an A and a B. C would negate, you know, would make it come down to only $5. So he
does not
get paid for C's, and he gets money taken away for
C's. But that didn't answer my question. My question was why wouldn't...
C is average.
No.
And A C is average. A child can graduate high school with a C. I mean, you tell a child, graduate from high school. And every child is not a scholar. Every child is not super hyper-intelligent, and every child is not going to bring home an A because some coursework is more difficult than others, and some subjects like are art. Not that child's forte.
Well, like, here's where I think that's a level of expectation you're setting up for your kid, though.
Yeah, and here's where I think your plan is flawed, at least in my house. You'll be flawed that the payment is getting the scholarships to go to college. That is what he's earned. That's what he's working towards, not the $10.
Right, and he understands why I give him that extra incentive for the A's. He understands that I feel like it's an investment into his college education. And as far as chores, I don't pay him a dime because he needs to know that he has to keep his, you know, keep his butt clean and keep his environment clean, because when he's an adult, nobody's going to pay him for washing his dishes when he's in college or doing his laundry. He needs to do that because that's his responsibility. I'm not paying him for that.
But see, I'm on totally the other end of the fence on that.
That's a contradiction of what... Like, okay, I'm not going to pay him for chores because he needs to know when he grows up. People aren't going to pay him for chores. But I'm going to pay him for doing well because he needs to know when he grow up. Yeah, I know.
Have you started to pay the kids yet for the grades?
No, I haven't paid. I've rewarded them. Mm-hmm. And when I say pay, not just monetary money, I've rewarded them, taking them to a professional game, you know, things like that, so they can see the reward.
That's cool.
Or let them pick out.
Good.
I used to
they get
them.
Good grades. We're going to the Hawks game on Friday night.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's more for daddy than it is.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.